Take a comfortable position, preferably laying down. Put a pillow under your head. Remove your shoes. Have, if possible, a tape recorder at your side. That works with a voice activation system. It will help you record verbally your impressions during this wonderful trip. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Keep it in for a while and then exhale and let go, totally. Concentrate inward towards your void, deeper and deeper within yourself. Every time you exhale, you go much deeper within yourself than the time before. Much deeper than the time before. Every time you exhale, you go much deeper within yourself than the time before. Much deeper than the time before. Listen to my voice. My voice is only a guide, helping you. To remember. Any extraneous noise does not disturb you, quite to the contrary, it only helps you go deeper within yourself. You always remain at a level where you hear my voice. I would like you now to concentrate upon your breathing. Become your breathing in and out of your body. In and out of your body. As a wave in the ocean of consciousness. Concentrate only on your breathing. And become it totally. You are now your breathing. Your concentration is only upon your breathing. As you breathe out and breathe in, each time you exhale, you go deeper within yourself. Each time you exhale, you go much deeper within yourself than the time before. Now I would like you to imagine that your body is like a sponge, and that each time you breathe in through every single pore of your body, and each time you breathe out through every single pore of your body, in through your pores, and out through your pores, in and out, going deeper and deeper with each breath. I want you to give a quality of light to your breath now. Imagine, using your wonderful imagination, that your breath is pure light. So breathe in the light through your pores slowly. And breathe out your light through your pores slowly. In and out, in and out. At the count of three, I shall snap my fingers like this, and you shall go instantly without thinking, automatically, within your center of being. At the count of three, as I shall snap my fingers, you shall go instantly within your center of being. At the count of three, as I shall snap my fingers, you shall go instantly within your center of being. One, two, three. You are now the center of your being. You are the light vibrating very highly at the center of your being. You perceive it as pure light energy vibrating faster and faster. You are the light, and the light is you. This is your true self. As you vibrate faster, you as the light are becoming brighter. And as you are becoming brighter, you are vibrating faster. As you vibrate faster, you as the light are becoming brighter. And as you are becoming brighter, you are vibrating faster and faster. Faster and faster. I would like you now to expand your light from your center of being outward. Circulating throughout your body and merging with your breath. As your breath takes on the quality of light, originating from your center of being, in and out, as you're breathing through all of your pores, in and out through all of your pores. Now form your body of light. Your body is now pure, highly vibratory, extremely bright light. On the count of three, your body of light is formed. One, two, three. I want you to concentrate at the level of your feet. Concentrate at the level of your feet. I want you, when I get to the count of three, to extend your feet 12 inches outward. When I get to the count of three, I would like you to extend your body of light through your feet 12 inches outward. It is so easy to do. You've done it so often. One, two, three. Your body of light is extended now 12 inches outward from its original size through your feet. Now, at a count of three, I would like you to bring back your body of light to its original size. One, two, three. Your body of light is back to its original size. Put your wonderful concentration at the level of your head. And this time, at the count of three, I would like you to extend your head, the body of light that you have through your head, a full 12 inches, a full 30 centimeters. One, two, three. Extend, extend, you dare. Excellent. The count of three, I would like you to bring back your body of light to its original size. One, two, three. Back to its original size. Excellent. Concentrate on your feet again now. And this time extend your body of light through your feet a full 24 inches, a full 24 inches. When I get to the count of three, your body of light will be extended through your feet a full 24 inches. One, two, three. Extend it. It's extended now a full 24 inches, a full 24 inches outward. Register the feeling. Remember it. I want you to remain with that feeling. I want you to remain with your body of light extended 24 inches from the level of your feet and slowly move your concentration to your head. Now, as you are concentrating on your head, I want you also to extend it 24 inches the same way you extend it through your feet. Extend now your head 24 inches outward. At the count of three, your body of light will be extended 24 inches outward. One, two, three. Extended. Excellent. Feel how your feet and your head are extended both 24 inches outward in their body of light, your light. Now, at the count of three, I want you to extend your body of light 24 inches all around. Imagine your body being a balloon. Imagine the balloon blowing out to a full 24 inches all around. All around, fill with your light, with your highly vibratory light, extremely highly vibratory and extremely bright. One, two, three, extend your body all around, everywhere. 24 inches, feel how much your body of light has grown. Now, the count of three, I would like you to lift off and go above your ceiling, on top of your roof, on top of your roof if you live in an apartment building or in a house, or on the height of 100 feet if you are outside. One, two, three, lift off now, lift off, lift off, remaining attached to your body through the center of being, but you're lifting off. And you instantly find yourself above the roof. You're getting more and more vibratory now. You're becoming pure light, pure consciousness, you're pure. Your vision is getting spherical. You see all around. 360 degrees all around, all around. At the count of three, you're going to visualize even better. One, two, three. At the count of three, you're going to visualize extremely well. One, two, three. See how well you visualize now, all around you. When I get to the count of three, you're going to lift off even higher, even higher. You're going to encompass the whole planet, and see it. One, two, three. You see the whole planet, and you start lifting off away from it, going into space. Enjoy the quietness and the beauty of space. It is a little bit darker. But it's so magnificent, so quiet, so relaxing. You are in space now. You can go anywhere in space you desire, either within this galaxy or other galaxies. It's your choice. At the count of three, listen well to my voice. At the count of three, you're going to reconnect to this planet. You're going to reconnect to this planet. But as you reconnect to this planet, you are going to reconnect to a different period within the web of life. And this time, you are going to reconnect to the future. Your light knows how to do it. It might use swirling method or just make you appear upon Earth again. It is the choice of your light. Let it happen. Believe it's there and it will be there. At the count of three, you're going to reconnect to the future. Reconnect to the future within the web of life. This future is going to be the probable future. You can choose, if you so desire, the period in your future life that you want to experience and the location. You might see yourself one day ahead, a week ahead, a year ahead, 10 years ahead. At the count of three, you're going to reconnect to planet Earth. Experiencing very vividly your probable future that you have chosen. If you want to, you might allow your light to choose that period for you. It will do so in order, usually, to teach you something. This is your choice. You are always in control. When you're reconnecting to the web of life at the level of your probable future, 2, 3, you're now back onto Earth. Look around you. You're seeing more and more vividly. At the count of three, you're going to see more and more vividly all around you in a spherical fashion. 1, 2, 3. If you don't see in a spherical fashion, It's okay, you'll see later on that these, as you practice more and more, ask yourself, ask your light, if this is your real future, or is it a probable future? And if it is a probable future, is it the most probable one? Ask if this is the most probable one, whether you can change it. And ask how to do so. Experience vividly the situations you are in now. Do not analyze anything. Just experience, no matter how surprising. The situation is, do not analyze it, just witness and experience it. Try to change it if you can. Notice how much easier it is to change a situation that is only days ahead from your perceived now and here, that you experienced before starting this magnificent journey, than it is to change a situation that is much further away from the here and now. Try to experience parallel situations which are different possibilities starting from the same point on. Try to experience them. Explore as many possibilities as you desire. See if they have common points that repeat themselves no matter what possibility you are experiencing. These points are very important because they will happen no matter what you do. The count of three, you visualize even more vividly and vibrates highly. 1, 2, 3. At the count of three, you visualize even more vividly. 1, 2, 3. Ask your light to show you the most probable future for yourself that will happen if you do not change it willfully. Ask your light to show you the most probable future for yourself that will happen if you do not change it willfully. Later on, techniques will be given to you to allow you to mold your future more to your liking. Enjoy the trip. and some information surprises or even shocks you, do not analyze. Do not analyze anything or try to make it fit your pre-programmed belief systems. This is very important. You need to remain as a detached spectator, as you are connecting to the web of life. You can connect to the entities of mankind or of nature that you see around you on a thought-to-thought basis. Find out how easy it is to do. So easy. All you have to do is ask them mentally questions and watch the answers appear in your mind. Do not analyze the answers, even if they surprise you. At a count of three, I want you to go back onto space. One, two, three. You're back onto space. Now you're going to explore global situations for your world at large. For future years, experience your country if you want to. 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 years from now. A century from now. You decide where and when. This is your choice. If what you visualize surprises you, all the better. You are probably getting correct information from the web of life. Do not analyze anything or try to make it fit your pre-programmed belief systems. This is very important. Remain as a detached spectator, connecting to the web of life. Do not analyze anything or try to make it fit your pre-programmed belief system. This is very important. Now, the count of three, you're going to project yourself onto global situations in the future that will show you the direction that mankind might take. One, two, three. You're back onto Earth. Visualize the situations. Choose them. Project yourself onto the future time period that you have chosen, or that you have allowed your light to choose for you. Project yourself onto it and experience yourself either actively within it, if it is a relatively proximate period in the future, or passively if it's a more remote period in the future. You're the one that has chosen the time period, and you can travel within that time period to any locations on the planet that you desire to witness. If you did let the light choose the trip and guide you, just enjoy the trip and follow it. There is usually a lesson in store for you in that case. This time I will not even emerge you, but will allow you to emerge on your own. All you have to do is to decide to go back to your center of being. And as you go back to your center of being, all you have to do is count to three and emerge.